Good evening, Indianapolis, Indiana. It is April. It is the 6th of April. 2016. It's a wonderful year so far. Who knows who will be president this time next year? Who knows if there will be a president this time next year? I want to leave that topic for others to debate. This podcast is about the fact that I'm getting ready to go on a road trip. A road trip. Now, on this road trip, I may come up with all sorts of new Steven Seagal movies and plot twists, but I'm going on this road trip because I've had a lot of decisions in front of me in the last few weeks. Probably more decisions than I'm used to dealing with. And so you all know, I'm not proud of who I am at this point in my life. When I was younger, when I was in my 20s, A, I was in a lot better shape because I was in the Army, but B, I think that I was just better equipped for dealing with a flurry of decisions, and I think it's related to A. I mean, I think if you're in a good physical shape, you just deal with it better. But I've had a lot of decisions in front of me in the last few weeks, and I've attempted to make the best decisions I could make. I mean, we all make the best decision we can make given the circumstances. You know, we make a choice, good or bad, based on the information. And so I think I've done the best I can. But so basically, I've decided finally to give a particular situation another chance. And it's tough because it pushes up against a lot of my cynicism. And my cynicism and my own kind of pessimism is very well seated. So it requires a bit of effort to push it aside, and that's what I have to do right now, is I have to swallow my cynicism, some of my negativity, and be willing to accept the possibility that the situation I'm currently in can be resolved to a positive outcome. So that's where I'm at right now. But to get from here to there, get to my destination, as I explained to my boss, I need to pack up my computer and my power supply and my backpack and my notebooks and everything else I need and put it in my car and head out on the highway, probably in the direction of other family, probably where there'll be places I can plug in my computer to work some and communicate with coworkers. But the bottom line is, for the next 2 to maybe 4 weeks, I'm going to be out of pocket in a sense. Like, I will be online, but I won't be physically around. I need to go on this road trip because, yeah, I guess everybody has to make choices, and I've had a whole bunch of them recently that have been very difficult. And I'm not entirely convinced I've made the best choices. In fact, part of this is reflection. But, I mean, don't make it out to be more than what it is. I mean, this isn't a journey, you know, to find a lost father or a dead father or a missing father or whatever. This isn't a journey to rediscover something that was lost or to lose something that was discovered. It isn't some kind of journey to find Journey, you know, the band. I don't give a fuck. It's not some soul walk. It's not some moon jaunt. It's not some spiritual ride through some nether realm of deep philosophical understanding. I mean, maybe along the way I'll come to some sort of fucking insights, but really, I'm 46 years old. I don't expect to have extraordinarily deep insights any longer. I expect to ramble through this life the best I can and to avoid the body dumps as long as I can, but I don't really expect some deep insights concerning the nature of reality at this point. I mean, I'd like to say that they're pending or they could happen, whatever. That's not the point. Anyways, as I tell the people who know me, my buffer's full. So I will be on this road trip, probably starting tomorrow. I say probably because I'm utilizing my Native American genes at this point, you know, a la Rachel Dolezal, per, you know, commentaries regarding, you know, the issues and topics of the jaundiced Tao. But yeah, probably tomorrow I'll load up my vehicle, get into it, head west, as they once said, head west, young man, to find your future, head west, to discover new lands. I mean, I'm not heading west for any of those things. I'm not moving. I was thinking a few days ago in a really panicked state that I was going to pack up my car and move again. But that was really kind of a crazy idea on a certain level. Not terrible, not great, but kind of crazy. So I'm not moving in that sense, but I am going to be going on a little journey. And then I am coming back Indianapolis. I don't know if you want me to come back, but I'm coming back for you, baby. I'm coming back Indianapolis.